Welcome back, everybody, to round two here of this Piers Quad tonight as the Pioneers will get ready to face now Detroit Lakes. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammond with you back here from Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. Pioneers defeating Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus 51-21, while Detroit Lakes has defeated Mora 55-12. So coaches and captains are now meeting, and we will roll into round two of this quad coming up right after this.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce says, go Pioneers! And when you're on the go and need to find a great place to dine, then the Brickyard is the perfect place. The Brickyard features a full menu with a wide assortment of delicious food, sure to satisfy anyone's hunger. And the Brickyard also has outstanding daily food specials. Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday, Wednesday's pizza night, Thursday it's wings, and Friday is roasted chicken and baby back pork ribs. The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers.
All right, we are underway. Piers against Detroit Lakes at 106 pounds. For the Pioneers, it's Trevor Redunds. And for the Lakers, Cade Jackson. A seventh grader, Jackson, and eighth grader, Redunds. And we are just underway without any points scored yet. Little arm drag by Redunds, nearly got in. And there's two for Trevor. Redunds scores first. Both these guys won by fall in their first match as Detroit Lakes defeated Mora Piers over Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus. 105 to go. And they go out of bounds. 2-0, quick lead here for Piers's Trevor Redunds. He'll be riding on the restart since he got the takedown. Running near half a round. Kate Jackson now 10-2 on the season. A win here for Trevor improved his record to 7-5. And there's a escape and right into a cradle here. This is a scramble here. Jackson's going to get the two and take Trevor to his back. Trevor's in trouble. And Cade Jackson has Redunds on his back for the fall. 17 seconds left. And the Lakers jump out to the 6-0 lead.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
113-pounders under there. It's Ross Bolzer for Piers, Brody Elliott for Detroit Lakes. A fall for Cade Jackson has the Lakers up on the Pioneers. 6-0. Here's Bolzer. Not yet on the takedown as Elliott underneath. Now there's two. There's the takedown for Ross Bolzer, and he's up 2-0 on Brody Elliott. Freshman, both these young men freshmen. Cradle here, but no, Gramby by Elliott, and he turns that onto his back. He stacks up Ross, and there's the fall. Gramby right to the headlock and a quick first period fall. Boy, and the Lakers have raced to a 12-0 lead over the Pioneers.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Back at Piers, Detroit Lakes, couple of first period falls. They lead Piers already 12-0. And now we have Brandon Funk out there at 120 pounds.
120 pounds from Detroit Lakes, Blaine Henderson.
Blaine Henderson for the Lakers. So, see if Funk can get the Pioneers started here on the scoreboard as they step out of bounds. 29 seconds gone by. Hand fighting out in the middle of the mat. Brandon trying to get wrist control. A lot of hand fighting and slapping. There's a little snap, front headlock snap down by Funk running around. Got a pretty good front headlock on here, does Brandon Funk. Still near the outside circle. Now they go out of bounds. No scoring yet between Funk and Blaine Henderson at the 120-pound class. Now wrestling over on mat two, you've got Mora against Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus. Fall wins for Cade Jackson and Brody Elliott over Trevor Redunds and Ross Bolzer, and both were in the first period. And that front headlock snap down try again by Funk. 50 seconds to go. Both men down to their knees. Now Henderson tries for a front headlock, and neither one gets anything, so they push each other away. And each guy looking for an opening here. Front headlock again. That's been the go-to so far for Brandon, but he gives up on that. Comes back down to the wrist. Both guys reaching for a wrist control. 25 seconds left. Separation again. Shot in. Deep shot here by Henderson. Defending now is Funk, and they're out of bounds over there in front of Clint Poster on the Pioneer bench. 14 seconds left on the restart in the middle. 12-0 lead for Detroit Lakes here. Good shot in by Henderson. Elevating Brandon's hips. 4 seconds. Brandon trying to fight off this takedown here and go to the second scoreless. He grabs the ankle, and he will. Good job by Funk fighting off a good shot. Double leg takedown attempt there by Henderson. Couldn't finish as Funk reached over the back of Henderson and grabbed that opposite ankle. And no takedown. So 0-0 after a period for Funk and Henderson of Detroit Lakes. Brandon starts down, sags down to his left side, trying to keep his hands underneath him, not giving Henderson any late levering action. Now a cradle in by Henderson. He's got Funk now on the right side. Brandon trying to fight off a cradle. Brandon now turns into him. Brandon's up and out for an escape. 1-0 Funk. He gets the escape. So Funk on the board here, less than 30 seconds into the period two, against Blaine Henderson, a freshman. Brandon Funk, a sophomore here at Piers. Henderson reaches up for the head. Slide by, try by Funk. Henderson stays his ground. No takedown, no action there. 1-0 on a Brandon Funk second period escape here. 1 minute to go, period two. Lana just standing in the middle looking for wrist and sagging back on your opponent's head. Both guys, a hand of, full of a wrist now, and they push each other away again. Now there's a shot in by Henderson. Wizard now by Funk as Henderson's in on the single, but Brandon forces him to come back up on his feet. Close to being out of bounds. Roger Wilson there says they are out. 36 and a half seconds remaining in period two. Brandon Funk with a 1-0 lead over Detroit Lakes' Blaine Henderson. Quick tie up again. Brandon trying to pull down on that front headlock try, and Henderson drops down to a quick knee, feints a shot. 22 seconds remain. Brandon will have down choice here in the third period when it gets there, which is now 12 seconds away. Brandon defends a shot again. Here comes Henderson again. Henderson's starting to become the more aggressor as they tie up here, and that'll end the period here. So the only point is an early second period escape for Brandon Funk. He leads 1-0 going to the third. No, it's choice for Henderson. Henderson's choice. He'll be down. Brandon's headgear comes loose. He'll have to adjust, like the chin strap. And now he might need a new set, something he's going to bring it over to Skip Toops, who flips it into the bench and hands him a new set of headgear. So Funk snaps it up, and here we go with period number three between Blaine Henderson of Detroit Lakes, Brandon Funk of Piers. Funk riding, blocks a sit-out try. Chopping at the elbow, Henderson trying to stand. He's got him broken down, knees to the mat. Looks like Brandon wants to half Nelson here as he pulls on that shoulder, spinning. Good action underneath by Blaine Henderson, staying active. Minute 25 to go. Now Henderson turning into Funk. He's almost got his escape. Brandon still, and they're out. Do they give him one? Yes, they do. There's the escape, and we are tied at one with a minute 22 to go. So Henderson able to work his way out. On their feet, neutral start. 118 and counting in the third period. 120-pounders. Detroit Lakes with a 12-0 lead in the duel over Piers. Piers will wrestle Mora next. Detroit Lakes and Pequot Lakes will head out of town. They will not wrestle each other. Under a minute. Still just hand fighting out in the middle. Now they both take a look at the clock and retreat back to the center circle. Shot in by Henderson. He's got the left leg of Brandon up. Brandon is not down yet. Trying to wizard, but he's taken down for two. 3-1 lead for Blaine Henderson of Detroit Lakes. And they're out of bounds with 39 seconds left. So now Brandon's got to be aggressive here. 3-1 deficit for Brandon Funk. And sit out, try, chin drop. Funk almost came out of that, but a cradle possibly here by Funk turns into him. 30 seconds left. Brandon still in a possible cradle, and Henderson now getting that more secure. He might tilt Brandon here. He's got him on his side almost. Brandon close to being turned. Henderson almost out, and they are out with 14 seconds left. 3-1 lead for Detroit Lakes is Blaine Henderson. Brandon will have to get out and turn him or reverse him here. Henderson just stays on a ride, throws in a quick, good half Nelson. 5 seconds left, and Henderson will ride this one out and defeat Brandon Funk. 3-1 win for Blaine Henderson, and the Lakers increase their lead to 15-0.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Jake Andres has been awarded a forfeit at 1:26. So that makes it 15-6. And it's also win number 99 for Jake. So that takes us up to 1:32. Are we going to have Frank Tomberlin coming out?
Winner by injury default, 1:26 from Piers, Jake Andres.
Okay, injury default.
Now wrestling at 132 pounds.
All right, here we go, 132-pounders.
Blake Weber from Piers.
This is Blake Weber and Riley Hoskins. Underway. Riley picked up a fall in his first match of the night against his opponent from Pequot Lakes. Front headlock in here by Weber. And Weber drives it right forward into a possible cradle, turns Hoskins over, and this will get tight here if he can just crank it over a little bit more. Hoskins in trouble. Rolls still on his side. Hoskins giving up back points as this is Blake Weber of Detroit Lakes. Ready to hear the slap of the mat from Roger Wilson. He's down and looking. It's awful close here. There it is. Another first period fall. Blake Weber pins Riley Hoskins, and the Lakers go up 21-6 on Piers.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
All right, we're back at the MAC, and another first period fall just happened. Peyton Jackson over Frank Tomberlin.
winner by fall at 138 pounds from Detroit Lakes.
27-6, Peyton Jackson by fall over Pierce's Frank Tomberlin. And we go to 145. So 27-6 in favor of Detroit Lakes. Four first period falls and a 3-1 decision. And now at 145, it's a forfeit. Piers open at this weight. Thad Schloroff with the victory. So 33-6 Detroit Lakes. And now 152 should see Brandon Tamala come out.
Now wrestling at 152 pounds for Detroit Lakes, Damian Greer, the Piers, Brandon Tamala.
And for Detroit Lakes, Fabian Greer. And Tamala goes right in, and Greer counters, and Greer in behind Brandon and out of bounds without any control. And Roger Wilson, who is in on a training, he's going to give. Okay, so Tamala will be awarded two. Again, there's a referee being trained in here tonight, so actually it's Greer that gets two. Okay, Greer got the two. And the score is 2-0 for Greer over Tamala. He's got the right arm of Brandon controlled. Now Brandon able to stand, trying to peel those hands away from Greer. Returns him to the mat. And Brandon now will bridge up and have to restart his escape attempt. 2-0 lead for Fabian Greer of Detroit Lakes. Tries to cheap tilt Brandon. Brandon rolled through. 55 seconds remaining. Brandon has his left elbow controlled by Greer. Now Greer frees that. Switches for half Nelson. His right arm underneath the belly of Brandon. Sticks his head right into Brandon's left armpit and just drives that forward. Here comes the Butcher. Got that left arm locked in. He'll try and roll this over.
120 pounds from Laura. Connor.
And they twirl out of bounds. Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus leads Mora over there. 7-6 in their duel. They're headed to 126. 2-0 lead for Fabian Greer against Brandon Tamala. Pioneers trailing 33-6 to DL. Brandon standing but being hoisted up here by Greer. Now there's a good Granby shot as he dropped down. Now he turns into the waist, but Greer fights that attack off. Greer able to defend a good Granby attempt by Tamala. Now Tamala elevated again, and they will stop that as time runs out. Good action there at the end of the period. Greer 2, Tamala 0 after a period, and Brandon will have choice, and it's down. And the head coach for the Lakers, Mr. Rob Ulliott, says, let's go on our feet here. Let's give up the escape and go takedown. So Tamala gets a point on the optional start escape. 2-1 now for Greer. So the forfeit win for Jake Andres is his 99th career. That's the only 6 points that the Pioneers have up on the board, too. Elbow tie up there between Fabian Greer, Brandon Tamala. There's a good fireman's by Greer, but he only got halfway through it as Tamala blocked it, and now Brandon over the back of Greer. Brandon trying to come up and get two, and Tamala got the two, and he's up 3-2 now. Good job by Tamala. Now Greer trying to fight his way up from underneath, but they're out of bounds. So with a minute 13 to go, Brandon Tamala has taken a 3-2 lead over Fabian Greer of Detroit Lakes. All red singlet with white bordering. Caution on Greer on his start. He's in the down position. Brandon grabs the ankle, drives forward, trying to elevate the leg on the start of the Turk. There's the leg in. Greer, though, able to free it and get back to a seated position. Reaches back for Tamala's head, but pushing that away and driving in on the hips is Brandon Tamala. 55 seconds left. Greer and Tamala in a good one at 152 here. 3-2 lead for Tamala. Greer coming around. Greer, if he gets his head out, he'll reverse or at least escape. Now he's in on the legs, and he's going to reverse out of this. And it's now 4-3 for Fabian Greer with the lead. And Greer with 33 seconds left leads by one. We're in the second period. Tamala trying to turn into Greer and whizzer out of this. Now here comes Tamala. Neutral, says the ref. 20 seconds left. There's the escape, and it's a 4-4 match. Fabian Greer and Brandon Tamala now tied at 4 with 13 seconds left. Tamala tried for the Firemans, couldn't get there. 8 seconds to go. They're back up on their feet now. And they push each other away, and looks like they will be content to go to the third. 4-4 after two periods for Fabian Greer, Detroit Lakes, Brandon Tamala of Piers. Greer's going to choose down here to start this third period. This fresh 2 minutes go up on the board. Back and forth match here at 152. Brandon breaks him down on the clean start whistle. 4-4. Now bridging and sitting is Greer. Brandon's got to hang on here. He gets in behind him again more squarely. Now Greer trying to stand, peel hands. Brandon sags back down, forces him back down to the mat. A minute 40 to go. Brandon driving forward. Almost in a push-up position now is Fabian Greer. Cross face on the Turk here. Tamala tries to crank that. Referee down to look. Greer able to pull that arm free, though, and not get turned. And they're going to be awful close to going out of bounds here. Minute 18 to go in the third. Greer just trying to pull himself off the mat, and he does. We will restart in the middle with a minute 16 to go. Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus now leading Mora 13-12. Here's the restart for Greer and Tamala. Tamala in on hips, legs in on the Turk, reaches up now. 105 to go, 4-4 score between Tamala and Greer. Chopping at the elbow, Greer extending that arm out. Under a minute left. Tamala, his head buried right in the shoulder blade on the left side of Fabian Greer of Detroit Lakes. Greer tries to sit. Brandon still with that left wrist. Almost tried to chin drop him. Now Greer standing. He should get one out of this and get his escape, and he does with 35 seconds. And it's 5-4, Fabian Greer. 28 seconds left as now Greer shoots in. Brandon reaches back for an ankle. A lot of time coming off the clock here for Brandon Tamala. Now Greer elevating Brandon up over his shoulders, turns into him. Brandon picks that ankle up behind Greer. 10 seconds to go. Greer and Tamala in a late match scramble. Tamala trying to come around. Greer holding on for dear life. Tamala trying to switch. They want the two. Pioneer fans say no. The referee waves off any points, and Fabian Greer wins a dandy. 5-4. And it's 36-6 Lakers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons over, I would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for the continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays. And
Reese Kapsner, Brennan Sather, the next matchup. And we are underway, so we don't get an Austin Baker Reese Kapsner match. Baker's ranked fourth at 160. And they clash heads a little bit and go off. Reese is ranked number six at 152. Kind of hoping they would square off, but that won't be the case as Reese drives forward on a front headlock. Now spin. Little smack down to the mat and bounces the forehead of Brennan Sather down and gets his two takedown here. Pierce trailing Detroit Lakes 36-6. Lakers impressively. A lot of first period falls. They've won the close ones as well. The only points for Pierce are on an injury default to Jake Andries. Pioneers have yet to win a match that has been wrestled on the mat. 2-0 though for Reese Kapsner. Kapsner will start here, left hip on his ride. Reese grabs the ankle, goes up, bumps him forward. Brennan Sather, belly to the mat. Reese tries to tilt him from that position. Sather pulls that arm free, extends both arms out in front of him. Reese now puts his head right into the right armpit of Sather. Kapsner pulling the arm back. Grabs that ankle, pulls that forward, hooks that, reaches up, cross face in. Now this is where he will start to turn him and expose those shoulders. Referee down to start a count if those shoulders turn. Not yet. Now the count begins, and Kapsner's picking up near fall points on Brennan Sather. 17 seconds left in the first period. Reese will pick up three as he breaks the hold. Now turns it back in. He'll try and turn him again. And he's going to get a count. Not enough for he'll get two. So it turns into three near fall and another two near fall. A five-point end of the period there for Reese. And his lead is now 7-0. And Kapsner will start in the down position. Good duel. It's Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus leading more, 13-12, wrestling at 138. Reese is up and out for the escape. That took all of 7 seconds, so Caps are now leading 8-0. Reese, they lock hands. Reese, forehead to forehead. Fireman's try by Sather, blocked by Reese. Front headlock by Reese. He'll snap that down. Kapsner kind of spinning behind. There he comes. Gets his two, and it's 10-0 now for Kapsner. So Kapsner now drives Brennan Sather off the mat. Pioneers need to really almost get to that point where you need to run the table here in a big way. It would be nice to get six here. In on the ride here to start. Here's Reese trying to stack up Sather. Sather able to keep his shoulders parallel to the mat. Second period, 1:10 to go. 10-0 lead for Reese Kapsner. Reese is trying for that Turk. Sather kicking away and not letting Reese get any opening. Reese reaches up for the wrist. Bends that knee back. Still driving in on Brennan Sather of Detroit Lakes. Spinning around, Sather horsed forward here, 45 seconds left. Sather's right arm extended. Stall underneath on Sather. 35 seconds left. 10-0 lead for Reese Kapsner. Still a period to go here. Kapsner looking for an opening. Jumps off to the left hip now. Digs underneath. Almost got Sather up to his knees to give him some room to work with underneath, but Sather just nothing underneath. 15 seconds left. Sather fighting off every attack that Reese tries to throw at him so far. 5 seconds left. Reese another cross face in, but the period will end, and Kapsner won't be able to turn him at the end. 10-0 lead after two periods for Reese Kapsner over Brennan Sather of Detroit Lakes. Sather's got choice, and it's down. Nope. No, Reese is down. Sather will ride. 36-6 Detroit Lakes. Smith on the left tip. Reese, belly to the mat. Now brings the knees up. Smith, Sather lays across Reese's back. Is forcing him back down. Reese now trying to get some weight underneath him. Now Reese is standing. Reese, Sather drops down to the left knee, elevates that. Reese on his right foot bounces out of bounds over there. 1:36 to go in this one. Piers will wrestle Mora after this. Quick stand-up try by Reese Kapsner, and Kapsner able to turn into him and pick up his one. Now he'll go behind and get two. So it's 13-0 now for Kapsner. Got the escape, the takedown. Then he's just going to cut him loose. Did they give the one on the escape? No. So Reese, they're going to say, never lost control. He's going to give it up here. And there it is, 13-1. 1:05 to go, third period. Snap down again. Front headlock right to his back. Kapsner with that bounce off the mat and takes Sather to his back and getting near fall. Can he tighten it up with 55 seconds? Well, he really bounced him. Referee down and looking as Reese right over the chest, and there it is, a fall for Kapsner. Kapsner bounces Sather and then jumps on him. 36-12 Lakers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Hi, this is Steve, owner of Design Electronics, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. During this holiday season, we want you, our valued customers, to know how grateful we are for your business throughout the year. I want to personally thank all of you for your loyalty in 2017 and also for your continued business in 2018. Thank you for shopping with us, as we want to be your place to go for everything Verizon Wireless. From everyone at Design Electronics, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Back at the Mac and Piers, 170-pound match. Now we'll feature Piers' Alex Barclay against Austin Baker, Detroit Lakes, and takes Barclay right to his back. Austin Baker ranked fourth in the state at 160. This is a tall order for Alex Barclay here. And they're out of bounds. DL up 36-12 in the duel over Piers. This is the 170 match. Alex Barclay. Now charging forward here is Austin Baker. And they both tried to throw, and they both end up on their knees outside the circle. So Barclay, the sophomore here, against Austin Baker, senior ranked fourth at 160. Barclay uses both hands on the left wrist of Baker. Baker tries to shrug him forward. Baker trying to maneuver off to the side here. Trying to underhook and throw his Barclay. Barclay in, but he slipped down to his back, and this could be trouble for Alex as Austin Baker is going to turn this into a near fall here with under a minute to go if he can tighten this up. He grabs the right arm of Barclay and picks that off the mat to take away leverage on that side. And now he's just sinking down chest to chest. But Barclay just powers up out of that and flipped him off him. It's escape for Alex Barclay. And now he's right back down to his back on a big, powerful throw again by Austin Baker. 23 seconds left here in period one as a headlock over there on Barclay. Referee looking, 14 seconds left, and he slaps the mat. Austin Baker. 42-12. The duel is secured now for Detroit Lakes with that fall. over the Pioneers.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teens making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
182-pounders step out onto the mat for the Lakers. It's Noah Olds for the Pioneers, John Brisk. Olds in on an ankle pick, in on for two. Takedown here as Brisk. Outside the circle, trying to be pulled back on by Olds, and they are out. Noah Olds for the Lakers is a junior. John, a junior here at Piers. Lakers, impressive tonight, 42-12. Five pins for the Lakers, all in the first period. Pioneers just haven't been able to stay off their back here against this Laker team. Here's a cradle try coming here for Noah Olds. Brisk trying to fight this off. Brisk won by forfeit against Pequot Lakes. He's caught in a tight pinning combination here. If he can get out of this and crossface in, though, as Noah Olds with a minute to go, minute five to go, trying to add another fall to the Laker resume here in Piers tonight. 1 minute left now. Back points are in the bank here for Olds. Now, John Brisk braces up on his right side. Cranked back down by Noah Olds. 45 seconds left.
Lamora, 138 pounds. By decision, Jordan Lindquist.
38 as Brisk still trying to fight off this. Now this is going to get tight. Now he crawls up the chest, and there's the pin. Olds just made a minor adjustment and crawled up and went chest to chest. And guess what? Another first period fall, and it's a 48-12 runaway for Detroit Lakes.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Pioneers send out Carson Halls here at 195 against the Lakers. Jordan Skadsom and Halls in, trying to elevate on Skadsom here. In behind him and takes him down to the mat. No control yet. Carson now will get the two. There's a takedown for Carson Halls. Lakers 48, Pioneers 12. Mora has gone ahead of Pequot Lakes. Pine River Bacchus 15-13. They are only at 145 over there. A lot of blood time over there. And a lot of first period falls in our duel. So this one has really sped along here. They go out of bounds. Halls will ride again on the start. Right, our left hip side is Carson Halls. Halls won against Pequot Lakes. Pine River Bacchus 7-3. Jordan Skadsom trying to sit back in. Skadsom, Skadsem, a sophomore. Sure, who the Pioneers are going to send. I don't think they're going to send Luke. Luke's still walking around. He might. Nah, no way. Here's a press here by Halls. Halls has Skadsom in a little bit of trouble. Skadsom able to torque his way over there. Carson almost had him. He's going to get some near fall. He got three out of that, so it's 5-0 for Halls. Chopping at the right elbow is Halls as Skadsom tries to just push his bulk back into Carson. This is the 195-pound match, and now they go rumbling out of bounds and no loss of control. Oh, they do give the escape. They give the escape, and Skip Toops is out and over to talk about why that should be an escape. I don't think Carson ever lost the control there. But this is a referee that's being trained in tonight, so Roger Wilson's helping him out here. And it was the younger referee that did award the escape. He's the head official in this match, and he's being instructed here. So now he's talking to the score table, and they do take the escape away. So no escape. I think that is the right call, and it's a chance to learn for the referee as well. You got to bring new blood into the refereeing corps as well, and you got to learn. And nothing wrong with that at all. I don't mind that at all. There's a stall on Carson. Now the escape. There's a clean escape and clear escape for Skadstrom. Then they step out of bounds. So it's 5-1. Detroit Lakes leading 48-12 with 6 first period falls here tonight. And they've won 2 close decisions. The only win on the mat as the period ends with a 5-1 Hulls lead. A fall for Reese Kapster and a forfeiture win for Jake Andries. As we look to 126 and Mora, Mora's Ryan Nosbusch could likely be the opponent for Jake. And there's Hulls coming around for 2. And they're going out near the Pioneer bench, and they do circle outside the boundary. 6-1 now for Hulls. And now the Detroit Lakes coach wants an explanation on a call. Six-one with 1:51 to go, period 2. And we get a caution, and what? I don't think something was wrong with the timing there. That's what that was. Now a clean start. Single leg here by Hulls, elevating, trying to get his opponent, Jordan Skadstrom, down to the mat. Just trying to sag into him. Now Skadstrom, it turns into to Hulls. Throws a front headlock on, gets awarded an escape point. It's 8-2. Minute and a half to go, second period for Skadstrom and Hulls. I think Luke's going to go at 220. I think he wrestled one of his matches at 220 in Frazee. 1:15 to go. Both guys on their feet, middle of the mat, just wrist sagging down on each other, forehead to forehead. Hulls and Skadstrom. 1 minute left. There's a good attack by Hulls, driving forward out of bounds. With a quick, explosive attack of Hulls, almost turned into points. It also almost turned into a lap dance for the Detroit Lakes coaching staff. Free one. 52 seconds left. Back to the middle. Hand fighting here. 45 seconds to go. Mora still leading Pequot Lakes. 15-13 over there. Skadstrom and Hulls just leaning on each other. 32 seconds left in the second period. Now there's a shot by Skadstrom. Hulls defends, sprawling those hips back. Not long legs for Carson, so Carson able to almost get inside on a leg and turn that in. There's a throw by Hulls, and he snuck in, got 2. 10-2 now for Hulls. And that came in the final 15 seconds of the second period, and this period will end with Hulls up by 8. He drives Skadstrom forward, tries to turn him, get a quick near fall, but he doesn't. 10-2 after 2 for Carson Hulls over Jordan Skadstrom. Third period choice for Skadstrom is down. Both Luke Gertz and Jacob Gottwald prowling behind the bench, getting loose. Caution on the Pioneers' Carson Hulls. And now they're underway. Skadstrom's able to stand, pushing those hands away. And he's out for the escape, 10-3. And they return to leaning on each other. Hull's grabbing the wrist. Pushing shoulder to shoulder. Snap down try by Skadstrom. Skadstrom in now shooting deep double. Comes back up high for an underhook. Not there, and they're out of bounds. Now Pequot Lakes Pine River Backus has won a decision. They're back up 17-15 on Moore. A pretty even duel going on to my right over there. 1:14 to go here. Halls is up 10-3. We'll see if Skadstrom gambles here for a big throw and back points. Try to catch Carson. And if Carson can capitalize on that and maybe slip in and get a takedown here. They're on their feet with 52 seconds. There's that slide by Jordan Skadstrom, but too close to the boundary, and they step out. 49 seconds left. They go back to work. 10-3 lead for Carson Hulls, but a 48-12 lead for Detroit Lakes over Piers in this duel. Granted, the lineup for Piers will look much different if these two teams meet again in the Section 8 tournament. I'm not sure what Detroit Lakes' health status is, but I know what the Pioneers is, and it is nowhere near full. 19 seconds left, and they're going to go out of bounds with 16 to go. Back to the middle they come. And they push each other away as we drop under 10 seconds remaining here in the 195-pound match. And looks like they will both be content. One last shot here as Carson's shot is blocked and the buzzer sounds. 10-3 win for Carson Halls. Makes it 48-15 Lakers.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Luke Gertz up at 220 tonight, facing Andrew Annette from Detroit Lakes. Just underway. Luke's in on a single, up and dumps him over. Luke will get the two. So Luke Gertz scores on a takedown over Andrew Annette, a freshman 220-pounder, Luca Jr. That means that Pierce's Jacob Gottfeld will get Charles Barnett. Here's a near pin here, and there it is. A fall for Luke Gertz in the first. Gertz with the fall at 220. And we got one match to go, and it's Jacob Gottfeld.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers!
Last match of this duel is Jacob Gottfeld of Piers, Charles Barnett, Detroit Lakes. Gottfeld and Barnett, juniors at their respective schools. It's Detroit Lakes 48, Piers 21. Detroit Lakes will pack up and head home after this. They will not wrestle Pequot Lakes, Pine River Backus. Pequot as well will head out of the gym, and that'll leave us to Piers and Mora to finish the night. Here's Barnett trying to shoot. Got ball blocked, but Barnett in and trying to elevate, and Jacob gets thrown right down to his back, and this will be trouble here. Barnett can turn this. He's got a half in. Jacob able to swim back to the belly and off the mat. Coach Juliet a little upset. He almost had it. Not upset. I think he's energetic in the fact that his guy almost had a beautiful throw and takedown and pin there. Grabs Jacob's ankle. Bikes him forward. Under a minute now in the first between Gottfald and Barnett. Jacob underneath as working on the right hip side is junior Charles Barnett of Detroit Lakes. Breaks him down. Jacob was a winner in his first match. A fall over Micah Reynolds. Pequod Lakes, Pine River, Bacchus, and I caught the end. Barnett was a winner as well by fall. He's got a half in on Jacob here, trying to crank it over right in the middle with 28 seconds. He's almost got that turned. Barnett has Gottfald stacked up, and there's the fall with 20 seconds left in the first.
Up by fall at heavyweight from Detroit Lakes, Charles Barnett.
A fitting way to end this one. Another first period fall, seven of them total in the match for Detroit Lakes. They win the duel over Piers, 54-21. The team shake hands. We'll wrap it up after this.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, welcome back to Piers. Speaking of Sayers, we'd like to pass along congratulations to the entire Sayer family, and especially Kelsey. Kelsey and her husband, Derek, today welcomed in their first child this morning. Actually, this afternoon, Remy Tyler made his appearance in the world. Congratulations to Kelsey, Derek, and the entire Sayer family. And Eisenshank family, for that matter, as well. Derek Eisenshank, the father. Kelsey, the mom. So, Detroit Lakes wins 54-21 over the Pioneers, and they did it with authority. 6-0 after a fall at 106K. Jackson over Trevor Reduns. Brady Ulyat fall over Ross Bozer. Brandon Funk lost a 3-1 decision to Blaine Henderson. Jake Andries won an injury default, making it 15-6. Then a fall for Blake Weber over Riley Hoskins. Peyton Jackson pinned Frank Tomberlin. A forfeit win for Thad Schlaroff. It was 33-6. Then best match of the night went to DL's Fabian Greer, 5-4, over Brandon Tamala. Reese Kapsner with a third period fall over Brennan Sather. Then Austin Baker pinned Alex Barclay. Noah Old pinned John Brisk. It was 48-12. Carson Halls won a 10-3 decision. Luke Gertz won by fall. And then Charles Barnett pinned Jacob Gottfald to finish things off and make the final score. Detroit Lakes 54, Piers 12. We'll wrap things up here and give you our final thoughts on this one and then get ready for the final duel of the night between Piers and Morov.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers! Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers.
All right, Detroit Lakes takes care of their business, 54-21 over Piers to go along with their 55-12 win over Mora. Good night for the Lakers. They'll get on the bus and head home. Coming up next, Piers and Mora. And that'll wrap up our evening. A reminder once again, more wrestling comes your way tomorrow night, and what a matchup it's going to be in Foley. They're calling it the Power Quad. You've got the Foley Falcons ranked fourth in the state in AA. Simley Spartans ranked second. St. Michael Albertville is ranked third in AAA, and AAA Power Bemidji is also in town. So that's all tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock right here on You Are There Sports. Again, Detroit Lakes defeats Piers 54-21. We come back. It'll be, I got 10 to 8, probably 20 to 25 minutes. Let's shoot for 8:15. For Piers and Mora, our third of the night here on You Are There Sports. Thanks for listening. See you then.